You've just tuned into The Blitz, a Pittsburgh Steelers podcast presented by SteelCityBlitz.com. Real Steelers talk for hardcore fans.
Alright everyone, you've just tuned into The Blitz, a Pittsburgh Steelers fan podcast presented by SteelCityBlitz.com. My name is Matt, that's Mark. What's up, Grizzly?
Grizzly is alive and well, man. It's so hot, the sun is sweating. It's been like in the 90s the last few days. I know you guys have been getting some storms, haven't you?
No, dude, we've gotten some rain, but it's been 90 to 95 for the last week and a half. It's like unbearable. I don't think my air conditioner has stopped in my house at all. I mean, if I had to work outside, I mean, God in heaven, those, you know, road crews and roofers and stuff, I can't even imagine a rain doubt. It's just unbearable.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I laid by the pool for a good 3 hours today, and I thought that
sometimes,
you know, that's got to suck. So, yeah, anyway, what do we got going tonight?
Well, this is our first show in, I guess, a few weeks, right?
Yeah.
It's been a little while since, so we're going to talk a little Steelers football. We will introduce our friend here on Twitter, which, if you follow Mark at Steel Dad or Matt at Retro Rock City, shameless plug, or, of course, SC Blitz, you know this person's name. She's a friend of ours. She is out in Pittsburgh. Her name is Chrissy. Welcome to the show, and tell us a little bit about yourself, girl.
Well, first of all, I'd like to comment on the all day at the pool.
Ooh.
I had to go to work.
So
I don't
know
about anybody else.
Well, I, you know, my only reply to that is that my son wanted to go, and as badly as I protested, I said we better go, and it sucked, but I managed. It was okay.
Doing it for your kid, huh? Boy, that's just
the sacrifices you make as a parent. I'm telling you, man, it's unbelievable.
You're taking one for the team. I applaud you.
I am, but enough. Chrissy, tell us what you do, how you know us, and all that other good stuff.
Well, I am on 970 AM ESPN. I run the website, do all kinds of stuff with anything sports related, and I actually do work.
Oh, all right.
That was a jab at you, Mark.
I believe it was. Now, on the website, I look occasionally, you know, make sure our stuff is getting up there, and it always does. Thank you very much for that.
I look daily. You guys are on my to-do list.
I love it. That's fantastic. I can't help but notice that on the 970 website, they often have, like, pictures of scantily clad women. What's up with that?
Well, I don't actually do that. That's actually a corporate like thing.
Oh, so that's nice, huh?
Well, it's a sports website.
I don't know.
So
it's funny to look
there.
At them.
Yeah, I mean, it's your typical, you know, guy type website. I'm not complaining. It's just funny. It's like you're seeing Pirates, Penguins, Steelers, and then some chick in a thong. You know, I mean, it's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not complaining either. Just
no,
saying.
No. Just wanted to, you know, bring that up. So how long have we been new?
I can take them off if you guys don't like them.
No, it's great.
No, because you'd lose most of your viewers to the webpage, probably.
That's probably true, actually.
Okay, so
that doesn't say much for our content, you know.
Hey, whatever it takes for somebody to click anywhere near our stuff, I guess, is okay with me.
You guys do very well. I put you up there every day, provided Mark decides to turn on his computer.
Oh, well, that's questionable this time of the year, so.
It's collecting dust. Now, when you say you guys are doing well, does that mean that we get a lot of views or reads or whatever you say in the technological world?
Yeah, we do. You're in the
stuff.
Hundreds at least, like or three digits.
Ooh, I like three digits.
Yeah, which is very good.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
Now, I want to get into the football thing. As you might, our audience might guess from listening to the three of us, Chrissy is substantially younger than Matt and I. and I feel that we need a young, hip opinion on this because I have mine, I know Matt has his, and I've talked to a gazillion Steeler fans who have their opinions. Okay, so the Steeler center, Marquise Pouncey, throws himself and his brother, his twin brother, a birthday party, which actually was 2 weeks before their birthday. That's a whole other issue. But they wear hats that say Free Hernandez on them, and then the sports world blows up, okay? Did they have a right to blow up? Is this just, you know, 20-somethings being 20-somethings, or was this just absolutely stupid? I want your opinion on this.
Well, I haven't been following, like, super close, but I think it's a mixture of, yes, the media should freak out because the Steelers are always in the limelight. You never see hockey players, you know, or really baseball players getting into big trouble and whatever else, but it's always the Steeler. And I think they're just 20-somethings being 20-somethings because I'm a 20-something and I like to do 20-something things.
Okay.
I don't know. I think the Steelers really need to set him straight. I'm looking at the pictures right now, and it's just like, I don't know what they were thinking about this. Because obviously they're not taking it as serious as it needs to be.
Well, I would agree with that. I think Matt's letting the dogs in. you know, in any case, I think you're right. I think it's a combination of 20-somethings of, you know, but I think we kind of all agree it was insensitive and kind of stupid. And I think as I wrote this week, you know, even if Hernandez is 100% innocent, I mean, for all I know, he didn't have anything to do with this. He just got caught up in something. I don't think that. I think he did it, but not my, doesn't matter what I think. It just looks stupid. And I think you made a great point about the fact that in Pittsburgh, you don't see the hockey guys getting in trouble and you don't see the baseball guys getting in trouble. And the football team is supposed to be kind of the flagship of this, this town. So it doesn't look real good, but I'm glad I got your opinion, Matt. I really haven't had a chance to talk to you about it very much. What are your thoughts and what are you hearing out there?
Well, I mean, we all know the Steelers pretty much run the city of Pittsburgh in terms of sports and just about everything else. I mean, the Pirates, you know, obviously, you know, they've been doing better. The Pens are always great. But when it comes to the Steelers, they're on a whole different level. We all know it. And as is the case with a lot of the popular teams, no matter what market they're in. But I'll tell you, honestly, I think that, I mean, we all knew the media was going to jump all over it as soon as the picture came out. And I think it's honestly just 20-somethings being 20-somethings and goofing around. I mean, they were old friends. And quite honestly, I mean, I guess I probably differ from you two a little bit and maybe some others in that. I really don't care. I mean, is it in poor taste? Yeah. Is it that big of a deal? No. In the grand scheme of things, does it really matter? No. You know, the Rooneys and Tomlin sat down with him and said, dude, what the hell were you thinking? He says, I'm sorry. And they'll forget about it. And, you know, within a week or so, this will all blow over. But you guys are right. In Pittsburgh, it's all about the Steelers. And whenever anything happens, especially, you know, with last year with things happening with Te'amu and, you know, Chris Rainey and, you know, all the offseason moves, it was bound to get a lot of attention. And, of course, in Pittsburgh, when it comes to the Steelers, no matter what these guys do, they're going to get a bunch of media flack either way.
Chrissy, when you're out and about on the town, because I know you're out partying all the time.
Yeah.
I know you're busy working most of the time, but a lot of do you see any of the Steeler guys out and about?
I've seen, well, he's not really a Steeler anymore. I've seen Jeff Reed a lot.
Ah, yes. Did he have his pants on and was he urinating properly in a urinal?
Well, he wasn't sober, to say the least, but he was wearing, you know, I mean, how old is Jeff Reed? But he's wearing these, like, tight affliction, like, sparkly shirts. And, like, he has these old women who aren't attractive around with him. And he's walking around like he's still the big man of Pittsburgh. You know what I mean?
Yes. And does he still have the hair that makes him look somewhat like the heat miser?
I don't know what he has. Okay. I don't know what you can call that. I just know he's not a clean person.
Yeah, and what's with these, Matt, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't these Affliction shirts kind of out now? I mean, I'm not really a fashion guru, you know.
Oh, and I am?
they make you look like, I don't know what I'm allowed to say on this, but they make you look like a tool bag.
They make you look like what?
A big tool bag. Like, if I see you wearing this, I don't want to talk to you because, well, you know me and men or whatever, but, you know, it's just like, why are you wearing that? What are you trying to be?
So I guess my members only jacket will be a big hit.
Oh, dude, I love the members only jacket. What are you talking about? I got some jams and some British Knights going on.
Oh, here we go again.
You got me started.
Yeah, and she's going, what are those?
He's like, what, British Knights? What?
That's an 80s reference, Chrissy. 80s?
I was born in the very late 80s, so...
She's dating us exponentially right here, dude.
Yeah, yeah, holy crap. Okay, so you've seen Jeff Reed out, and he tends to attract the older clientele. Okay. Do you notice anything different about between the way the football guys are and say, the baseball hockey guys if you see them out on the town?
Well, you know what? I've met, like, Michael McHenry and, like, some of the other Pirates because they just come in the studio all the time. Mm-hmm. But they're so... like, humble, and, you know, like, they just want to play the game, and yes, it's their job, but they, you know, they can still relate to people. But I've noticed that, like, big, you know, football stars, they're just, like, they're hard to talk to. And even I've seen, like, Marc-Andre Fleury and Tanger and, like, Giant Eagle, and they'll literally, like, stop, put down their stuff, and, like, talk to you for a minute. You know what I mean? And it's just like, why do you have to be dumb?
Well, she has a good point. Yeah. I mean, and generally speaking, you know, the bigger stars in the NFL, no matter what team you are, they're not nearly as approachable as, say, a practice squad player. But, yeah, and I mean, it is. I mean, you know, we like to think of our Steelers as a big family, and we're all from Pittsburgh, even if we don't live there. And, you know, the Steelers are this, that, and they're so awesome and all that. But at the end, these guys are getting paid millions of dollars, and some of them are just snobbish. I mean, it's sad to say, but she's exactly right. You know, unless you meet them at an autograph session, and even then, it's not always guaranteed they're going to be that nice to you. You know, it's just a sad fact of, you know, popularity, I guess.
It is, and it's, you know, I realize, too, it's an individual type thing, too, because there's plenty of guys in the NFL that are good stand-up quality guys. But, you know, I think what Chrissy is saying holds true quite often, that you know, guys tend to, I don't know, get more face time maybe than your average ball player or hockey player, or that you know, they act a little bit differently, a little bit, you know. A little bit inappropriate maybe at times, I don't know. But then again, I'm not going to sit here and pretend I can relate to having a contract worth $5 million or $10 million or $20 million and how that affects you. So, yeah, I get it. I tried to make some money laying by the pool today, but it wasn't working for me.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Doing some origami. No. Anyway. Okay, so Chrissy, as part of your duties for, let's see, not 970, but for DVE, right, you will be at training camp?
I will be, yeah. They, Randy Bauman and his, you know, morning show will spend a couple days up there, and I believe it's August 1st or 2nd we're going, and they'll have various player interviews. And back to the previous point, these players, whenever, you know, they're doing interviews, they're all friends with Randy, and they'll be great then. But then if you're like, oh, you know, hey, just met you at training camp, then they'll be like, I don't know who you are. So, you know, but they're very cordial, and we'll just talk to them about how they think the season's going to go. And they actually have very good sense of humor. But yeah, it's always a good time. Hopefully it's not as hot because I'm going to die.
Well, don't do that. we need as many sight, you know, visuals on that website as possible, so please don't.
For sure.
But when you're there at camp, what are you doing? I mean, obviously it's Randy and some of the other guys that are doing the interviewing. I mean, are you doing, like, audio, You're holding the camera. You're holding the umbrella over their heads to shield the sun. What kind of stuff are you doing?
I'm there basically for pictures. Unless we have an intern, then I'll do like the spots that they do. Like, hey, this is, you know, Ben Roethlisberger, and you're listening to 102.5 DV.
Gotcha.
I'll do that with them, or just run around, whatever they need to do. So I'm basically like an intern.
So, like, if I show up there and I say, hey, I know that hot Chrissy chick, does that mean I can get in and help you with the pictures?
She's
hesitating.
Get him a credential. Get him a credential.
Yes, I need a I'm with Chrissy badge.
Yeah, right? yeah, for sure. Come on out.
See? Wow, so Mark. See? I might get some exclusive footage.
This would be
for the website.
You would be the only guy with jams and British Knights on the practice field.
It would be so great. I know. I'll get my mullet back. Dude, I'll put on like my neon pink muscle shirt. It'll be great.
Oh, wow.
Better be careful. Bouchette and those guys will think they're back in the time zone or something.
You know what's funny? You can't have like chairs or anything down like close to the field. Because
right.
I think Myron Cope was, you know, sitting on a lounge chair and smoking a cigarette. And I think he got like totally plowed over. So they don't allow chairs down there anymore.
When you say plowed over, you mean by a player or by alcohol?
Maybe a little bit of both, but I think it's more of the players that were doing the plowing.
Right. Now, do you stay overnight when you're there, or do you just commute back and forth each day?
No, it's really not that far from my office, so I'll just go probably for the day. Otherwise, the people who I work with are just nuts at night.
Ah. So the nightlife there in La Trobe picks up quite a bit, huh?
They somehow find it to be, yeah. It's really not that, like, crowded of a place. And St. Vincent is very nice. But it's more of, like, a rural place.
Yeah, dude, like St. Vincent, when you pull in there, it's a gigantic field that you park in, and then you walk up a hill, and then you, you know, kind of go down the sidewalk, and then the fields are all kind of down below. There's, like, I think three big ones there. So it's in a very rural section, and La Trobe is hardly a metropolis as it is.
Yeah, and if you've never been to Steelers training camp before, you'll start wondering to yourself, where are the football players? Because you do, as you said, Matt, you park in the big fields. And you know there's a campus somewhere, and you know that there's something going on because you see the parking attendants, you see people wearing the black and gold, and you know you're in the area, but there's nothing there. And then all of a sudden you just kind of come up the hill, and boom, there it is. And if you haven't ever gone, you need to go. People say, oh, you got to go to a game, you got to go to Pittsburgh on game day, you got to do this. You got to go to training camp, too, if you're a Steeler fan, at least once just to experience it because it is pretty awesome.
Yes, it is.
And I mean, yeah. Go
yeah.
Because people start lining up like crazy. Like these are lines like I've never seen before. Like I get mad at Kennywood if I have to wait a half an hour, but this is like way more.
Oh yeah, it's nuts. I mean, if you get there early, you know, you can find a decent spot for your lawn chair and your cooler and all that type of thing. But if you get there late, don't expect to get anywhere near the fence line to be able to get an autograph. Because, I mean, people will sit there along the fence line before camp even starts, you know, the players even come out, and they'll sit there all day waiting for autographs. They won't even watch the practice. They'll just wait for autographs. So if you want autographs or a good seat, you got to get there early.
Yeah, and then, Matt, I know you've been over to the Friday night scrimmage at the high school field. I understand. I have not done that one, but isn't that a great place to get autographs as well?
Yes, it is. It's very excellent. That's actually a... For the last couple of years, I've only been going to the night practice, number one, because it's not as hot, but number two, it's just a cool atmosphere. You know, there's tons of people there. The players will sign autographs, like at the high school or at the school there. You know, the field is enclosed in a big fence, so everybody stands around the whole fence, and the players just, you know, kind of make a big circle, and they all walk around, sign autographs for 20 minutes or something. So, yeah, it's a good time to get, you know, player autographs. You know, I've gotten Troy's there and Ben's there before. So, yeah, it's definitely a good time at the night practices.
And so, Chrissy, what else you got going on there? You guys are obviously following the Pirates quite a bit with DVE and 970.
Yeah. I've always been a Pirate fan, even though they really haven't done very well. And I know just from, you know, news stories and things that I've come across that they're coming, they're saying that, you know, their past ghosts are coming back with, you know, the All-Star game, and then usually we fail after this, but
The last two seasons they've been in a good spot, and they've had a bad second half, right?
Yeah. You know, every year around this time we're like number one, number two, and then they, you know, fall downhill real fast, and I think they have a different, you know, head on their shoulders, and they really want it, and they're hungry for it. So, you know.
Well, that's good. I mean, Matt knows that too. It's good for the city of Pittsburgh, and quite frankly, I think it'll be kind of nice to a certain extent to have maybe the Steelers not get all the attention right away in the fall, if Pittsburgh Pirates are still involved in it. So, you know, just lets the Steelers kind of do their thing. But Matt, what do you got going?
Oh, not a whole lot. I've been, let's see. I've been moving this summer. I got lots of stuff going on in my house. But other than that, as far as the Steelers go, I've been taking a bit of a backseat. Mark has been doing the majority of the writing for Steel City Blitz, at Steel City Blitz on Twitter. Shameless plug again. So, yeah, the stuff that you see that Chrissy puts up.
I just tweeted you guys, FYI.
Yes, I saw that come through on my phone. Thank you.
I believe I retweeted as well.
Yay.
I will retweet then, too. Yes. But yeah, Mark does the majority of the writing here this off season, and he does a great job. You know, I try and also, tweet out your stuff, and I pimp you on Facebook and all that, because I know Steel City Blitz is a labor of love that, you know, you wanted to start, and I'm kind of the tech behind the scenes guy. I'll probably get back into some writing here again once the season starts. And things get settled in my neck of the woods. But, yeah, I'm doing pretty well. I'm excited. You know, the off season's finally just about over. Thank God we can get back to some football and, you know, back to some stability in my sports life.
Yes, man. I'm telling you what, week from tomorrow, training camp starts. And it will be, I'm starting to ramp up the writing a little bit. I thought it was maybe 2 to 3 a week. Now I'm shooting more for 4 or 5 a week, so. Getting the dust off the laptop. I won't spend as much time at the pool, you know, those kinds of things. It's rough. Somebody's got to do it.
Yawn.
I know. But you know what? I get beat up all the time for it, so I might as well enjoy it. What the hell? Anyway, I think are we about to wrap up, Matt? We'll have a big, spectacular all NFL football show here coming up, in another week or two as the season gets going, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, once we get training camp underway, you and I will be on every week again like we are during the regular season as well. We'll get things cranked up, you know, so be sure and watch the website, steelcityblitz.com. We'll have all the podcasts up there. Of course, check out all the great stuff that Chrissy puts out for us, because we really appreciate all the extra coverage. She is one great 20-something kid who really appreciates what Mark does and, you know, what Steel City Blitz is about, so we appreciate the help very much.
Aw, guys.
Yeah, see, we love you. We love you.
Yeah, we do. We do. And I think I sense a tear coming there. Yeah. That's
good. Aww.
Anyway, yeah, so I will start wrapping it up and want to thank Chrissy Sullivan for being with us tonight. Make sure if you're out at training camp and you find DVE, she will be the wonderful girl, like, running to get drinks for all the hosts and take pictures and chasing down players and you know, getting... all kinds of other things for them. Yeah, so, you know, I mean, it'll be a good time. But, yeah, go check her out over there. Check her out on ESPN. She does a great job with the website and stuff. So, anyway, so for me and for her and for Matt, I think we're done, Matt. Finish us off.
I think, wow, really?
It sounded like a bad breakup.
No. Well, it's just a big F you.
He's kind of an emotional guy, so, you know. So, yeah, anyways, thank you, Chrissy. We appreciate you coming on. Thanks, Marks, as always. Be sure and follow Mark at Steel Dad. Follow me. I am Etra Rocks, Retro Rock City. And Chrissy is at Chrissy Soul, right? S-U-L?
Yep.
Soul. I always say Soul, but I can't help it. So, whatever.
I know.
It sounds cool. Chrissy Soul sounds cool. Wow, I'm a poet and don't know it. I'm going to shut up now.
Oh, my God.
All right, so that's it. We're going to stop. We'll talk to you next time. So, thanks for listening to The Blitz, presented by SteelCityBlitz.com.
Thanks for listening to The Blitz, a Pittsburgh Steelers podcast presented by SteelCityBlitz.com. Be sure and follow Mark on Twitter, @SteelDad, Matt, @RetroRockCity, and follow SteelCityBlitz.com, @SCBlitz.